Were you a weird kid? I would argue we were all weird kids because kids inherently are weird.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that's generally charming about children is that they, you know, you love seeing them find their way and their interests. Now, Steve, when I asked at the end of the last segment when we were going to do this as part of the report, I said, were you a weird kid? You said yes, and you said you used to talk to a tree in the backyard. Do you have more information
yes.
on that? Like, did it talk to you?
Or did you have a falling out?
I mean,
why don't you talk now?
Well, the tree is no longer there.
Oh,
it was cut
no.
down. Yeah, I think a storm brought part of it down, and we had to have the rest of it cut down when I was young.
The part that came down, did you turn into a bat and call it Wonder Boy?
I did not. Mm. No, so there was this big willow tree in our backyard.
Yeah.
And at some point, a branch had been cut off of it. And you know how on the trunk, if you see a spot where the branch used to be, it's kind of like that oval shape. And
yeah.
you can see, you know, it's like the bark isn't quite there. Well, it looked like a little doorway. So my sister and I referred to it as Spider's tree. And that was the doorway where Spider went into his house.
And Spider was an actual spider?
Spider was an actual spider because there was a spider on the tree one day. Hence, Spider's tree.
Obviously, yeah.
But so, when you talked about it, were you like, hey, Spider tree.
Yeah.
Had a good day at school today. Only got beat up twice.
Ask my aunt and uncle, and they would say, man, we thought you were the craziest kids in the world because we'd come over and you two would just be standing in the backyard talking to a freaking tree.
I would have thought that you would have tried to talk to the spider rather than his dwelling.
Yeah.
No.
Like when you go to your friend's house now, do you just talk to the wall?
Talk to the siding.
And not your friend?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a weird kid.
Okay. Kelly, what made you a weird kid?
I think just like my, I never like talked to a tree, but I definitely.
You haven't lived, Kelly.
I definitely pretended to like live in trees. You know what I mean? Like I always wanted a tree house, never had it. So I would bring stuff from my room in the house out to a tree that I could like sit under or climb in and just live in my own little world.
Mm-hmm.
I loved doing stuff like that. But then, you know, I had toys. Like I had one of those life-size Barbies and I just loved. Yeah, like a 3 foot tall Barbie or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And that was like a.
Like 5'8".
Well, oh no, God. I was playing with
toddler
Barbies.
Life size.
Yeah. Like kid life size. Like,
that's a sex doll. Your parents gave you a sex doll and told you it was a big Barbie.
But I used to love to draw all over my life size Barbie and I'd cut her hair and I'd color it. Like I made weird Barbie.
I was gonna say that you could tell that was a shared communal experience for women when that popped up in the movie.
Yeah, but
because y'all laughed different than the rest of us.
Yeah, but it's like the weird girls that had weird Barbie
yeah.
because there were some girls that couldn't imagine doing that to their toys, you know.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just loved being weird in those ways,
yeah.
like weird quirky ways.
Were you a weird kid?
I don't think I was that weird as like a little kid. I think I was a weird teenager. I think as I got older, I got weirder. I think I definitely did weird things as a kid, but not, I think, regular kind of boy weird. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Where you would just go, oh, there's a box that doesn't belong to me. I should bust it open and then throw its contents into a pond. You know, like I did that with my neighbors. My neighbors got
those
a package
kid things.
And I was probably 4 and like old enough to know what you're doing, but not old enough to know what you're doing until you've done it and went, oh, no, what have I just done?
Yeah.
When the neighbor comes over and goes, what are you doing? But they got a package and I went over and I go and I open it and it was oranges. Somebody had sent them oranges. It was, I don't know, around Christmas or something, I guess. And they had a pond out back, and I walked to the side of their house, and I just started throwing the oranges in their pond.
One at a time. So they came home and just saw a floating, it looked like a duck race for a charity.
The crazy thing, I suppose they did, and I don't actually know whatever happened with that. The neighbor came over. I had ridden my big wheel over there, and the neighbor comes over and goes, hey, what are you doing? And I immediately went, oh, my God, what am I doing? You know, and then he's taking me to my dad. My dad comes out.
Just
and
chucking oranges in a pond, friend.
And he goes, son, just go inside. And I go, okay. And he had a conversation with Mr. Taylor, I guess. And then I hid under my bed for a while because I thought I was going to die. And then my dad said, yeah, that was dumb. Please don't do that again. And I went, okay. And then
that's all you got?
Yeah, that was about it. I think it's because he didn't like the neighbors that much at the time.
Okay.
But my dad's a pretty calm dude, too. Yeah. Like, you know. But...
What would your mom have done? Because you've said she was the disciplinarian.
I probably.
But she's also really chill.
She's pretty chill, but she was
ever
the
hit
disciplinarian.
You with a spoon?
No, a ping pong paddle.
Ooh. Okay, that's
then,
the real deal.
And then the worst one was we had this thing called, called shuttle ball. And so it had like these big waffled plastic paddles that were about 2 inches thick.
Yeah, we had that.
Oh, man.
We used to get in trouble for hitting each other with them. And it sounds like your mom hit you with it for punishment.
Just once. And I think she realized that when your skin goes into those waffle squares.
Mm-hmm.
It was really painful.
Well, it left a mark,
and
I'm sure.
I think she realized very quickly, like, oh, this is way worse than the ping pong paddle. But then, yeah, so that was about it.
Maitland, were you the weird kid?
There was one day my sister and I, we were like, we want to be tomboys, even though we played with like Polly Pockets and Barbies and everything all the time. But we were like, no, we're going to be tomboys. And we thought we could turn into one in one day. And so we were like, we are going to spend the whole day outside. And so we just we're digging in the dirt. We're riding our bikes. We're purposely like falling off of our scooters and things like that. And then every like hour or so, or every time we'd remember, we kept lifting up our shirts and checking our belly buttons because we thought that in order to be a tomboy, you had to have an outie belly button. And so the more that you were a tomboy, the more your belly button would stick out.
Okay.
And so we kept checking throughout the day, throughout our tomboy day, to be like, oh, are we tomboys yet? Nope. Still an innie.
Kelly,
keep
as
going.
A kid, did you have an outie?
No, I had an innie.
Okay. See, you should have asked her.
Yeah, my science.
I was so fascinated by outie belly buttons, though, as a kid.
Oh, they're gross.
I was always like, what's wrong with you? And I mean, it's nothing's wrong with them, but outie belly buttons just freaked me out.
Mine was an outie for the longest time. And then one morning I woke up and it was inside.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Like, did you have a big fart?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause it was, you know, I mean, now it's easy to figure out why it's inside. Cause my belly grew around it. Like when you put a nail in a tree, but back then I was like, you know, it was in high school. I was 120 pounds the day before and 120 the day after, but it was just gone.
That's so weird.
It wasn't an exact science, but
yeah, right?
It didn't stick.
Tommy, we'll just assume you were a weird kid, right? Is that safe?
Yeah, that's a pretty good bet.
What's the weirdest thing?
Well, I'm trying to make a list here because I did a lot of weird things, I think. The other first one, I would think we would be hunting frogs. I don't think that's that weird, but we would do races with them, and we'd name each one, and we'd put bets on it about whose frog would be the best, and then we'd be nice and return them to the little holes that we found them in. So I don't think
so
that's
you
that
weren't
weird.
Murdering them. It was just like that's indentured good. Servitude.
Yeah.
The weirdest part of that is that you put them back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Honestly, the rest of it sounds
weirdo.
Like a pretty normal boy kid.
Yeah. The other one I did, I think that was pretty prominent, was I ate a lot of sand.
Oh, you were a pika kid. This makes sense.
You ate sand.
Like it was so
handful?
Crunchy. Oh, I loved it. Oh, man.
When was the last time you had a bite of sand?
Oh, man. Probably like a year and a half ago. I just wanted to see if it was still good. And
like, if you go to the beach, do you lick your finger and stick it in the sand and
fun dip? I gotta see if it's spicy or not.
Yeah. Like, do you really?
No.
Okay.
You know what's funny as this relates to sand? You know how sometimes you'll have those intrusive sort of thoughts of just, I don't know, a little prank or messing with somebody's day? I walked in to grab my coffee cup, and Tommy had just made toast with jam on the top of it. Mm. And I actually thought, you know, it'd be hilarious if I had some sand right now and just tossed it on.
What?
Again, that would go into our topic for later of, was your prank funny?
Mm-hmm.
It was funny to you, but the answer would be no. You just ruined his toast.
Right. And I don't think I could ever do that. I'd feel too bad. But in my head, it was hilarious.
An intrusive thought. I wish I could sand his sandwich. I was a weird kid because I turned everything that was fun into a chance to do sports accounting. I had brackets for Hot Wheels cars. I played in television slam dunk super pro basketball. And since it kept game stats but didn't compile them, I had notebooks filled with compiled stats so I could tell you what Thunder Dunks averaged in a 25-game season. Points, rebounds, assists, field goals, three-point percentage, free throw, fouls, everything.
Ironically, only one dunk.
Yeah, it should have been called Thunder Dunk. Not dunks. Like, that's a weird kid.
That's a little bit weird. Yeah, getting caught up on the statistics part. That's That's the little bit of the tism coming out there.
I think you know
it's
you're
still running strong.
Yeah.
I think you know you're the weird kid or the weird friend when you're the one that people are always like, ask Hot Wings to do it. He'll do it. Like, I remember being that kid, and I don't know, maybe it's because I was always a new kid, where they're like, make the new kid do it. She's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
And it was like, eat this, or try this, eat that bug. Will you do this? Will you do that? And
did you eat bugs?
I ate a scorpion one time, and I got, like, super sick from it.
Like one you just found?
No, somebody else found it. So, yes.
Okay.
It was secondhand found.
Was it, to a
so it wasn't a USDA choice scorpion.
Church camp
this was
scorpion
a church
eating?
Camp?
Yeah, that's how you know I was a weird kid. I was at one, I was at a church camp.
Oh, man.
And two, and I didn't, like, I don't know. I went to church camp because I wanted to make friends. And they were like, yeah, invite the weird kid. She'll come. And so then they, this kid who I was like, he's cool. You know, he's betting everybody to do all these things, but he was just betting the weird kids who nobody was talking to do things that were inherently embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
The vulnerable ones.
Yeah. He'd ask if I'd eat a scorpion. And in Georgia, like, you have little teeny scorpions like that. Just you're probably picturing something really big and vicious.
Yeah. But those teeny tiny ones.
Teeny
yeah.
ones. Yeah. And they were like the color of a fire ant. So I was like, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my stomach hurt so bad. My stomach hurt so bad when I got home. My mom was like, did you eat anything weird? I was like, no.
He didn't tell.
I wouldn't do
just
that.
Just a scorpion, mom.
I'm
scorpion.
Not
did it crunch?
But it was a little one.
Mm.
It was dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
eventually, that's probably why. Yeah, you've got to eat scorpions fresh.
I think they killed it when they brought it over to me. They were like, we killed it.
It was newly fresh.
Yeah.
Or newly dead.
Okay, all right.
But still, I mean, that was not cool. Like, that was weird.
That's weird.
It's a pretty weird kid thing. That is hard as the new kid. You're like, I want some attention.
But you're inherently weird when you're the new kid. Like,
yes.
You're it's just weird. Like, right. And then when you tell people, yeah, my last name's Cheeseboro. Okay, weird. And I'm dressed like a boy, and I sound like a boy, and I'm flat-chested like a boy, but I'm a girl. I stood
you
no
pretty
chance.
Much, you pretty much had to eat that scorpion.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been dealt a scorpion-eating hand. All right, well, this kid that you're about to hear, he's a weird kid. And I say that without any ill intention. Because again, everybody's kids are weird. Yours, mine, everybody's.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we were all weird. But this kid is a little extra weird. He is having a birthday party. For as long as his parents can remember, he has been fascinated by former President Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Did you say how old he is?
He is 5. He is a boy from New Jersey. Ryan Ramos.
Oh, my God, of all the things.
And his mom, she says he's always been a fan of Jimmy Carter. It says,
How did that happen?
Carter was president and done being president more than 30 years before this kid was born. She explained that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution had a President's Day thing about Jimmy Carter, who was from Georgia, and she showed him a grid with the chart of the presidents that and all of them that have ever lived at 3, and somehow he picked out Jimmy Carter and just felt he was something, and as he's grown, he continued to like Jimmy Carter, so, like, he has a like, the kind of face mask you would wear, like, at a sporting event where you're like, hey, we're all LeBron. Of Jimmy Carter, and he likes to walk around and talk about peanuts and kindness and our country.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. And so this is him. Habitat for Humanity heard about it because Jimmy Carter was building houses for them until about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
He died, right? No.
Yeah. No, he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's super dead.
Is?
But recently, right?
Yeah.
Within the last year.
Like, he was bouncing off uprights for a while. But this is the moment this 5-year-old got, like, a bag of swag from Habitats for Humanity so he could be cosplaying as his hero, Jimmy Carter.
Do you know who this is from?
Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, it says happy birthday from Habitat for Humanity. We heard about your amazing party and that President Carter is your favorite U.S. president.
Oh, why I'm here.
Wow, look, it says Jimmy Carter and the Rosalind Carter Project. Wow, look at that.
He's a screwdriver.
Oh, my goodness.
A screwdriver.
He got the drill so he could spin that.
So now who could you be like?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
That's insane. He also got from
so random
Ms. Amy Carter, Jimmy Carter's daughter. Mm-hmm. She sent him a swag bag from the president's 100th birthday celebration. They also made sure he got a cardboard cutout of Jimmy Carter circa 1978.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Of all the things, Jimmy Carter.
A five-year-old boy in New Jersey thinks Jimmy Carter is the balls.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's perfectly wholesome. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like he's like, oh, I love Ed Gein.
Yeah, right.
That's the wrong kind of weird.
All right, what made you the weird kid? We want your texts. We want your calls. Anybody have anybody really in love with Millard Fillmore when you were a kid?
Oh my God.
Something like that?